With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Severe weather and powerful winds, including several tornadoes, struck the Gulf Coast, causing widespread damage to homes, businesses, and infrastructure. In a Facebook post, Slidell, Louisiana Police Department spokesman Daniel Swazino says there's extensive tornado damage in their town.
From what I've seen out there, guys, if that continues to hold true, that we have zero major injuries or fatalities, truly a miracle. Truly a miracle. We rescued about 50 people out of an apartment complex right here off Old Spanish Trail. Just minor bumps and bruises, some head injuries, but nothing major. If we somehow can make it out without any fatalities, it's a miracle.
Other communities reported being inundated with water. North of Baton Rouge, the community of St. Francisville and West Feliciana Parish suffered tornado damage to schools and the closure of roads due to downed trees. Also at SRNnews.com, for only the fourth time since taking office, President Biden hosted a state dinner at the White House.
At the White House, the pomp and guest list of a state dinner. Hillary Clinton arriving alongside former President Bill Clinton, business leaders, sports and entertainment stars, the event honoring Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. President Biden toasting the two nations' alliance.
We may be divided by distance, but the generations after generation, we've been brought together, the same hopes, the same values, the same commitment to democracy and freedom and to dignity for all.
Embarking on a new frontier on elevate this unshakable Japan-U.S. relationship to even greater heights and hand it to the next generation.
Ben Thomas reporting, Israel threatening to strike back at Iran if Tehran launches its own attack. This is SRN News. A new poll on fasting.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that a little more than one in five Americans fast for religious reasons on a regular basis. Muslims are the group most likely to go without eating as part of their faith. 80% say they do so during the month of Ramadan. 49% of Jewish Americans fast regularly, as do 40% of Catholics. The Pew study finds that about 16% of evangelical Christians fast. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More than 250 Holocaust survivors have joined an international initiative to share their stories of loss and survival with students around the world during this time of rising anti-Semitism. The Survivor Speakers Bureau was launched by the New York-based Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany. In the U.S. and Germany, educational institutions can invite survivors to personally speak in classrooms and university lecture halls. This is SRN News. Time to get a look at business, the corner of Wall and Broad Street, with John Scott.
Stocks fell on worries that what seemed like a blip in the battle to bring down inflation is turning into a trend. The S&P 500 lost 0.9%. The Dow gave back 1.1%, and the NASDAQ composite fell 0.8%. Treasury yields also leaped in the bond market, raising the pressure on the stock market. Traders pull back on bets for coming cuts to interest rates by the Federal Reserve following a third straight inflation report that came in hotter than expected.
Boeing facing a new set of allegations that describe structural problems with its aircraft. The New York Times reports a Boeing engineer tried to make the company aware that the construction process for its 787 Dreamliner had changed. Says new processes led to production shortcuts that compromise safety standards. More details at SRNnews.com.